Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Some of humanity's greatest recent discoveries have occurred in the field of physics. But even going further back, you remember Newton's law of the conservation of matter? Matter can be transformed according to that law, but the aggregate of matter remains constant. Anybody remember that from high school? Scientists have now shown that this law of physics is not absolute, because we now know of 22 radioactive elements which, through nuclear disintegration, pass through a series of radioactive isotopes before arriving at a much reduced stable state. Their very substance changes as their atomic weight declines. The aggregate of matter does not remain constant. Also, if anyone here is a fan of Einstein, his theory of relativity postulates the relative character of motion, velocity, and mass. The mass of a body in motion is a function of its energy content, so that the quantity of matter changes according to its velocity. Substances do change, and this change occurs not only in the outward appearance of things, but also in their underlying substance. But you know, Jesus is not limited even by these laws of physics. When he multiplies the loaves and fishes, he violates Newton's law of the conservation of matter, making new matter out of nothing. Elsewhere, he violates the law of gravity. He walks on water, he ascends into heaven. But his greatest miracle of all is the one that did not stop when his life on this earth was over. All his other miracles produced a visible change in the outward appearance of things, or the quantity of things. But this greatest miracle had to do with a change in the very substance of bread and wine. Impossible according to Newton, without any change in its physical traits. Impossible according to Einstein. Indeed, even impossible for science to investigate, since science restricts itself to empirically observable data. But even with the most powerful electron microscope, we cannot detect any outward change in the bread and wine as it changes into the body and blood of Jesus. That's the difference between transformation and transubstantiation. Transformation means a change in the form of an object, what it looks like. As we age, our appearance changes. Our body is transformed. We now have wrinkles. But who we are remains the same. Transubstantiation, by contrast, means a change in the underlying substance of an object, not its outward appearance. During Mass, the substance of the bread and wine changes completely into the body and blood of Jesus. But the outward form, its taste and appearance, does not change. Today we celebrate Corpus Christi, the feast of Jesus' body and blood. Let us recall another of the laws of physics, the law of cause and effect. The Lord gives us his body and blood to cause an effect. This transubstantiation is for the purpose of our transformation. We become what we eat. Jesus' body, sacramentally and literally united with our own, deepens our union with him and with the rest of the mystical body of Christ, his church, his presence continuing and acting in our world. Jesus' divine blood, now flowing in our veins, transforms us. It transforms us sacramentally into his blood brothers and sisters. A transformation that with our cooperation can and will and should cause an outward change in us that corresponds to God's grace that now fills our soul. But unlike the law of cause and effect in physics, sacramental causality is not automatic. We have to cooperate with that cause for it to have its full transforming effect. And that's the reason for Eucharistic adoration. I can tell you from personal experience that while all prayer is beneficial, there is something very different about praying in close proximity to Jesus present sacramentally in the Eucharist. Not only is Jesus more present to me, tangibly present in the chapel, I also feel more present to him, better focused, less distracted. He has used my daily holy hour together to change me, to warm my heart, to soften me like wax, and to slowly mold me into the man, the priest, and now bishop he wants me to be. And the same can and should be true for you. You can be the person the Lord wants you to be. I guarantee that the more time you spend with Jesus in prayer and adoration, the more he will change you and soften you like wax and mold you to be the person he wants you to be.